Yesterday, we had a chance to sit down with Riders manager Chad Comer for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Let's listen to part two on the Cacique pregame show. The starting pitching staff, it seemed like, was going to be a bit of a strong suit coming into the season. There have been some struggles at times, but how are you dealing with that as a manager and as a coaching staff?
Yeah, I think ultimately it's like continuing to stay positive, and then at the end of the day, just, hey, whatever adjustments we need to make and continue. You know, we're still early in the season right now, and to keep these guys' feet under them. And I think the biggest thing is them continuing to get their workload up, the pitch count up and things like that to allow them to go deeper into games. But, you know, it's all part of it. It's part of the growth process, and these guys are continue to work and go from there.
We've seen David Davalio have success this year, especially in a specific start against Tulsa his last time out. What do you like that he does well on the mound?
I think more than anything, it's like the pitch mix and the pitchability. He's going to throw whatever, whenever, and he has the ability to locate all of them. And so, you know, more than anything, it's just keeping those hitters off balance with he can strike every one of his pitches and he can throw every one of them at any time. So I think, you know, that it's a tough guy to game plan for. And when he executes it and stays on it, he's really tough.
Joined by Chad Comer, Riders manager. Now, 1 month into your first year as a manager here at the AA level, I know that it's a lot of guys you've seen over the last couple of years through high A, but have you noticed a difference here at AA?
Yeah, you know, more than anything, I think, you know, you're starting to see, like, everybody gets here because they have the talent to go play in the big leagues. You know, they've gone through the other levels. You know, some guys that maybe have been at the AA level, AAA level, you know, older guys here, like, everybody has that talent to go play at the major league level. And so now, like, when you're watching these games, like, maybe outs that used to fall against you, or maybe, like, hits that used to get through, like, they don't get through. Like, there's very talented players all around the field for us and for other teams. And so, like, I think that's one of the biggest things that I've seen. In the same way with starting pitching, relief pitching, like, they're all good arms. There's no let up in it. And so every single night is a dogfight out there. And, you know, you can't just go out run baseballs. You can't just go out athletic somebody. Like, you know, everybody's getting to that point where they're all pretty much on the same level. And so you see that true competition come out every night, and it's been a lot of fun.
I want to talk about Franer Chavez as well, who's been a really good table setter for you. It's dipped a little bit as of late, but really good in the beginning of April especially. How important is he at the top of the lineup?
Oh, he's huge. You know, you talk about a little bit of a dip, but, like, I think the one thing that hasn't wavered is the at-bat quality. Like, you look up, and maybe he does have an 0-for-4 night, but then you look back, and it's like, holy cow. You know, out of 5 at-bats, he had 4 or 5 quality at-bats right there. Maybe just some hits didn't fall. And so I think that's just the nature of the game. And, like, him continuing to stay consistent with just the at-bat quality is going to bode well for him as this entire season goes. And, you know, he really has been a table setter for us at the top of the lineup, and just continuing to do what he does.
Dylan Dreiling as well spent a little time on the injured list and is slow coming back, but has really turned it on this week. It's been impressive, especially with the power side. What have you seen from last year to this year in terms of some improvements?
Yeah, I think just that, you know, he's showing the pull side power whenever he gets pitches to handle, but also, like, just the full hitter in him, and, like, his at-bat quality has been there. You know, the ability to hit the ball the other way, drive the ball the other way. Like, he's taken those instead of, you know, just maybe trying to get his best swing off and pull everything. Like, there's times he knows when to throttle down and drive the ball back up the middle. But then also, like I said, in those advantage counts, when he gets an opportunity to jump on something, he's doing a really good job of that.
All right, Chad, thanks so much, and appreciate you taking the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.